The news show is only made possible by kind donations from our listeners like you. If you would like to support the news show and the British Tech Network, please go to britishtechnetwork.com/subscriptions today. Hello there, news listeners. Welcome to your Monday installment of the news show. It is the 13th of January, 2020. We got the best technology news that's been happening over the weekend for you right now in about 5 minutes. Starting off our news today with something we're not supposed to really know about, but it leaked online anyways. You might remember this back in May of 2019. There was some talk about Spotify working on its own hardware, particularly a speaker. You know, something that'd go well with their music service. Well, flash forward less than a year later, and what do you know, a rendering of it has appeared online. Who leaked it? Spotify actually leaked it. Yes, a picture now is floating around online, thanks to the engineer over there by the name of Jane Wong, sending out a tweet saying, "I'm not really sure if this is Spotify testing the home thing, or if this maybe is just what it looks like." As far as what it does look like, it looks like a white box. Literally, imagine a Rubik's Cube with buttons, without all the colors. Now, of course, right now, we don't know if Spotify is actually pursuing this project or not. But it does make one wonder why we're starting to see this sort of thing pop up online, if maybe something is in the pipeline this year. Well, from one familiar name, we go to another familiar name, Mophi. Of course, they're known for their battery, so they're thinking, well, maybe we ought to try to conquer another market. The car market. Particularly if your battery needs a jump. It's called the Power Station Go from Mophi, and essentially it's a portable battery that can jumpstart your car, but at the same time actually wirelessly keep charging your phone. The battery size is actually 44,400 milliwatt hours, and actually includes a 65-watt AC output, plus two USB-A charging ports. Plus it comes with 14-inch mini jumper cables, basically making this Mophi battery the one for your emergency needs. And if style's your thing too, it also comes in a variety of colors, black, pink, brown, gold, and sapphire. But regardless of what color you choose to get ready to get out your wallet, it's going to set you back about $160. Instagram boomerangers got some new features for you. Of course, we have been hearing rumors about Boomerang sort of spicing up that app. Well, it apparently is true. There's a whole bunch of new creative tools for Boomerang now, including that trimming feature that everybody says, why wasn't that there to begin with? Plus, now there's also special effects, including slow-mo, echo, which is actually a motion blur trail effect, has nothing to do with audio, and duo, which apparently gives it a glitchy appearance if you're looking for that sort of thing. This is basically Boomerang and catching up to things like, say, on TikTok. The update for the app should be available in your respective app stores now. And finally, hey, was a new PC in your budget to start off the new year? Well, it better be if you're a Microsoft fan. Yeah, because Microsoft's saying 400 million users out there that are on Windows 7, pretty much you better just get a new PC. Yeah, you heard me correctly. They're no longer wanting you to just upgrade from Windows 7. They're wanting you to buy a whole new piece of hardware. In fact, the actual statement for Microsoft is moving to a device with Windows 10 Pro is the recommended path forward, saying they no longer recommend upgrading 7 to 10, as certain components like drivers, they may not work properly. Going on to say, we highly recommend you don't install Windows 10 on an older device. Microsoft, however, did still go on to say you can still use Windows 7 even after support ends, but your PC will be more vulnerable to security risks and viruses. Gee, Microsoft, thanks for those lovely options. Got yourself one of those juicy tech stories and no one's listening to it yet? Well, we will. Send it to us at britishtechnews@gmail.com. Take a gander over at our official website, too, for all the latest BTN shows at britishtechnetwork.com. That's powered by those fine folks over at TSO Hosts. Get yourself some reliable web hosting from those fine folks over there today at tsohosts.com. Find us on our Facebook page, too, at British Tech Network, or follow us on Twitter at British Tech. And come by our BTN community over at our Slack room by visiting britishtech.slack.com. The news show will actually be back with you on Wednesday. No, we won't have a Tuesday edition tomorrow. I know, it's a little different, isn't it? So we'll be getting you caught up with the best technology news that will happen over the next couple of days on Wednesday. But until then, hope you have yourself a fantastic Monday. And thank you so much, as always, for listening.